Coming up on Only a Game, a look back at a Major League Baseball game you almost certainly did not attend because almost nobody did. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I certainly wasn't there.
No. It's the end of April, so we're going to talk some football. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Greg Hardy was arrested on domestic violence charges last May when he was still with Carolina. The charges were dropped in February, but on Wednesday, the NFL suspended him for 10 games next season based on the findings of its own investigation. Has the league's response to domestic violence or even accusations of domestic violence changed?
I think a little bit. I think this would not have happened a few years ago, adding the 10-game suspension onto the 15 he missed last year. But if you accept the premise that the league can do its own investigating, then you must accept the premise that the league can do its own punishing, and that's what it's doing here.
Jameis Winston, now out from under the shadow of the NCAA, announced this week that the crab legs he was accused of stealing last spring had in fact been a gift. So, what did he do? Walk past the checkout counter without telling anybody about the gift?
He says he knew somebody there. As he puts it, he met a dude inside Publix, and the guy said that, you know, anytime he wanted to come in there, it would be okay, and he would set him up with some crab legs. This is interesting because if he had accepted the gift while he was at Florida State, while he was playing, he could have been suspended. So Jameis Winston would rather be thought a thief than a violator of NCAA rules. Something is wrong here.
On Monday, the Philadelphia Eagles signed Tim Tebow to a one-year non-guaranteed contract. And word out of Philadelphia is that Tebow has improved dramatically as a quarterback. Did that word come out before or after the Eagles signed him?
Actually, it came out after the Eagles signed him when he was in camp with the New England Patriots. They did a three-day kind of training camp thing with the Philadelphia Eagles. So this is Chip Kelly's turn to prove he's the smartest person on earth, and he can make some chicken salad out of that which you cannot make chicken salad out of.
Until Wednesday, Scott Brooks probably thought the worst thing that happened to him this year was having to coach the Oklahoma City Thunder without the consistent services of MVP Kevin Durant, but that was only until Wednesday, right?
Yes, because the worst thing actually is not coaching the Oklahoma City Thunder with or without Kevin Durant. Brooks got fired. This came as no surprise to most of the rest of the NBA. You know, he had a terrible siege of injuries this year, but there was some indication that he had lost the locker room as well.
Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao will meet in the ring on May the 2nd. Charlie, ticket prices became public this week. Were you disappointed to learn that all the $10,000 seats were gone?
Yeah, actually, I put in my bid several weeks ago and never heard back.
I think it's a shame.
I think my check probably got lost in the mail or bounced higher than Pluto. However, it's really good because I've saved that $10,000 and now I have it to put in a bid for the ticket on StubHub that's going for $141,575.25.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
seat. So it pays to wait, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Charlie, cable provider Comcast has dropped its $45 billion bid to buy its rival Time Warner Cable. Normally, cable industry news might tempt you to scream sports at this point. But this is a sports story for fans of a certain Major League Baseball franchise, right?
Yeah, because now that the merger has fallen through, 70% of the people who live in Los Angeles will not get to watch the Dodgers on television for a while. The merger would have gotten the station that carries the Dodgers into more homes. But now that the merger has fallen through, it's going to get them in no more homes.
It's contempt for the public is
it's terrible.
Constant and current.
Of course, the rest of the nation is standing up and cheering at this.
All right. We've all seen those air cannons that shoot T-shirts into the crowd at NBA games. Is it fair to say the folks at the University of Nebraska and Omaha have outdone that stunt?
Yes. The University of Nebraska Omaha is going to feature at its new $81 million stadium for its indoor sports, a taco cannon.
Yeah.
An Omaha taco shop called Voodoo Tacos is going to fire foil-wrapped tacos into fans.
Whether they like it or not.
Whether they like it or not. The problem is the taco's not going to be very good once it reaches your hands.
I wouldn't think so.
Much less once it bounces off about 9 other people's hands and falls from the second deck to the first deck.
I'm thinking the first person who leaves the arena on a stretcher with a taco injury is going to be the end of this stuff.
Well, not just that, but I mean, I am terrified of all of Section 215 being showered
handling
with taco shrapnel.
Oh, we can go that one better.
I know we get sports!
Remember that last week we agreed that nothing could be better or perhaps worse than a replica of the Stanley Cup made out of bacon. Check out what one restaurant chain has done to celebrate the sandwich shop's endorsement deal with former Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota.
Subway has made a Marcus Mariota bust out of a sandwich.
Excellent.
It doesn't look like a sandwich. It's got a big freaking head in the middle of it.
It doesn't look very
sandwiches
much like...
don't have heads in the middle of them. I'm sorry. And I don't even want to guess what the hair is. But, I mean, would you eat something that would look at you like that?
No.
I mean, I wouldn't even eat a fish head.
No.
This is awful.
No, it's awful.
It is awful.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, but you cannot find his likeness in lunch meat anywhere yet. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.